Hallelujah. If you would turn to Matthew chapter 6, we're going to read verses 19 through 21 and 24 through 33. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21 and verses 24 through 33. And it reads, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Verse 24, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought of raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and to the morrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Lord, ask for your power to move. Ask for all distraction to be dissipated. Ask for you, Lord, to deal with the atmosphere of this place. Deal with my heart, my concentration, so I may bring a word that you bring. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, the young people are across the hall, and we also have rooms, silent rooms, where you can hear us and we can't hear you. You can see us and we can't see you. Amen. With that said, I want to speak to you from the subject of you cannot serve God and the wizard. You cannot serve God and the wizard. It'll make sense once I start. So I knew the young people were going to be close. I just figured I'd go to the Wizard of Oz. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz is a children's novel written by L. Frank Baum and illustrated by W.W. Denslow, originally published by George M. Hill Company in Chicago on May 17, 1900. It has since been reprinted numerous times, most often under the name The Wizard of Oz, which is the name of both the 1902 stage play and the well-known adaptation 1939 film version starring Judy Garland. The story chronicles the adventures of a young girl named Dorothy Gale in the Land of Oz. After being swept away from her Kansas farm home in a tornado, thanks in part to the 1939 MGM movie, it is one of the best known stories in American popular culture and has been widely translated. In fact, it was remade into an African American version as well. Most of us that have enjoyed this acclaimed film do not know that it was derived from banking and finance. The Wizard of Oz was written at a time when America was consumed with financial questions and during the time where paper currency was beginning to be placed into circulation. What would be the standard, gold or silver? Silver was available and valuable, but gold was more valuable. In order for us to equate the value of a dollar, you had to compare the weight of silver and gold. It took 16 ounces of silver to equate to 1 ounce of gold. The abbreviation for ounces is OZ, or Oz. The writer wrote the story depicting the path of success is the road to Oz, or gold. In the movie, the first thing they lose is the house in a cyclone. It is showing us that when the housing market is down, the economy is down as well. The ruby shoes are a sign of wealth, and she was told to follow the yellow brick road, which means she was told to follow the money. Bricks, gold, you feel me? The first character she meets is the scarecrow. The scarecrow has no brain. He lost his mind trying to work too much to make money. Your job does not make you who you are. You make the job. If you put your faith in God more than your job, money will never stress you out. In fact, if you chase God more than you chase money, money will start chasing you. Some of us are stressed out on our job because we are working a job beneath our level. We go to work for a check and not to fulfill our purpose. See, some of us go to try to get these different jobs and be engineers and don't even know 2 + 2 = 4. Don't even know math, trying to get a job where math is a dominated thing that you need to know because you're chasing money instead of what God has planted in your heart. You got to chase what God has told you to chase, and he will put it in your heart. Dorothy tells the scarecrow to follow her to Oz to get a brain because she felt like if you have money, you can find a brain. I'm here to tell you that there are a lot of rich folk with no common sense whatsoever. Some of us have an imbalanced life because we think that our jobs are our source and work all day and all night trying to please master. You need to remember that man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Father. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? And see, some of y'all go to work because you think that's your source, but it's not your source. It's for you to gather seeds. And some of you all still have the same amount of seeds at your work because you don't know how to plant your seeds in the kingdom so they can grow. Come on, somebody. If I got a whole truck of seeds and I run around with a whole truck of seeds, I'm not getting the blessing I should have. If I take those seeds and plant it in the ground, I begin to produce thousands of seeds from one seed. But some of us continue to take our substance back home because we think our job is our source. Grandma didn't have an education, but the lights were always on. Come on, somebody, because you begin to let your job take over your life. And see, when you begin to understand that your job is not your source, you will be bold enough to speak up when stuff is unethical because you won't worry about somebody taking away your job. You wonder how sometimes when I first got here, I could stand up in front of church conference, no matter how mad people got at me, and say, thus says the Lord, I know what God is telling me because the job is not my identity. Come on, somebody. I'm getting ahead of myself. The next person she met, Brother Ricks, was the tin man. The tin man has no heart. He represents a man that has lost his identity chasing money and his job, brown nosing everybody. Some of us have lost our identity in our job. We identify ourselves with our occupation and not who we are. And see, some people don't even ask you who you are. They say, hey, what you do? Because they think you identify with your job. You got to let them know I'm a nice person, I'm a mean person, I'm whatever type of person I am. But stop trying to equate yourself with your job. That's why so many people get depressed when they get released. But God might have released you to go somewhere else into a bigger and better destiny. But when you start equating yourself to your job instead of who you are made in God. See, I love New Beach Grove, but if New Beach Grove fired me today, I'm going to be all right. Because although we together and we love each other and we walking in harmony, at the end of the day, you're not my identity. And that's why some of us will do anything to keep our job. Now, some of y'all need to work, and some of y'all probably should have got fired. I'm talking about the people that go to work. I ain't talking to people that go in there, girl, I ain't doing nothing today. What you talking about? Every time the tin man goes to work, he chops off a part of himself and his identity. He gives his heart to his job and his money and not to God, and he in turn becomes rusty. Some of us have become rusty and do not perform on the level that we can because we chase mammon and not God. You cannot serve both. You can't serve God and money. You got to serve one of the other. Yeah, see. He gave his heart. Let me give you something right quick. It's one thing to walk in sin, but it ain't in your heart. See, you, when you mess up and you know it's wrong and you repent, even though you might mess up again, but at least you know it's wrong. Like some people demonize people for being homosexuals and things of that nature. I don't demonize anybody, but I don't say it's right.
But the problem, what I get was, is when somebody is struggling with it, I feel like God can work with you. But I feel like when you act like it's right and that's the way God made, I ain't in all that. You can't condone sin. I don't condone some stuff I do. I ain't going to tell you what I do, but I don't condone it either. You understand what I'm saying? You got to not let it. See, when Samson told Delilah all his heart, that's when he lost the covenant with God, because his hair was only an outer sign of an inner covenant he made. And once he gave his whole heart to the world and let her vex him to death and let the world get totally in him and gave her all his secrets, that's when he really lost the covenant. That's when he really lost the power. He lost the power before she cut his hair, because she gave the world his whole heart. I'm not saying that you need to walk around here and do what you want to do and sin like you want to sin, but I am telling you, God gives you grace and mercy when you don't let the world in your whole heart. Stop giving the world your whole heart. When you mess up, repent, get back up again, tell God you're sorry, but stop walking around here and acting like your sin is not sin. Tired of the world trying to tell me about how people were made and how people can do this and do that and tell me I'm hating if I preach the word of God. No, the word of God is the only thing that's constant, because the heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall never return unto him void and shall last forever. Even God himself submits to his word. Anyway, I'm in the wizard. But at least the tin man knows what he needs. He says, I need some oil. I need a theologian out here to help me out. David said he anoints my head with oil and causes my cup to run over. Some of you are shouting over money and cars, but I need the real Christians that come to church so that they can receive some oil on their tattered situation to give God some praise. I need you to stop praising God. See, some of us can grab our praise tower and praise God because we got a new car and a new job, but can you worship him in spirit and in truth? Can you worship him when you don't get the healing? Can you worship him when you don't get the job? Can you worship him when you do not get the promotion? Can you worship him when you don't get delivered? Can you worship him even when your child goes to jail? Can you worship him in spirit and in truth? And the truth be told, if you can learn how to shout before you get the blessing will come, because you got to learn how to call those things that be not as though they were. Stop waiting on the blessing before you shout. You ain't going to have nothing to shout about. Uh-oh, wrong towel. Guess I got to buy another one. Ah, Jesus. Oh, God. But some of us can't reach our own oil. Dorothy had to give the oil to the tin man. This is why God called the leaders. That's why you're on the front row. To stand together and show everyone that we on one accord. He wanted us to stand in the gap and grab some oil for everybody else. You got to learn how to pray for other people. You got to learn how to anoint someone, because iron sharpens iron. A knife cannot sharpen itself. It needs another knife, a sharpened stone, another piece of metal, some flint, something to scrape itself against to sharpen itself. Some of y'all keep hanging around folk that can't sharpen you. Stop hanging around people that have this broke, busted, defeated man. Mentality, and you wonder why you broke, because your corner always gonna be broke because she always complaining. You gotta start having some praise on your lips before you get the job, before you get the business, before you get the breakthrough. I don't let people around me speak defeated lies. You can't be around me speaking defeated. If you can't start saying you gonna win, you can't hang around my house. I need some winners in here. I don't care if you lose it. You just gotta say you gonna win. Oh, you know what I like about the Cleveland Browns? No matter how much they lose, them fans still be in the house cheering like they done won some Super Bowls. Come on, somebody. They still be shouting even when they lose it. One day I believe they gonna win. One day they gonna win, because they always shouting like they winning. I need you to start shouting so you can let God know that I'm expecting a blessing. I ain't gonna be like the tin man. My heart is with you. It is not with the world. I am blessed and not poor. Hey! Woo! Woo! You need somebody to sharpen you. She tells the tin man that you need some oil because you lost your heart. How can you sit in church every Sunday and not have a heart? Oh, some tin men and women in here. How can you see children in the community with nowhere to go and not want to serve them? How can you ride past people that you know walk into New Beach Grove and just drive by them? We had grandmothers that didn't have a plan, never had a six-figure salary, but always gave to those in need, fed the whole neighborhood, prayed for them, gave them a song of praise. Why? Because they had a heart. And where did your heart go, church? Some people get upset because we're in another capital campaign and get mad because we're trying to raise money to make sure that we build the building up a little better to serve the community more efficiently. Some people get mad when the church is packed because they think there's somebody in the seat that they paid for. Instead of being happy and blessed when the church is overflowing because somebody's soul must have been saved. God must be increasing the territory. Dorothy said, you need a heart. Maybe you need to find that on the road of money with me. Come and let's see the Wizard of Oz. The next person they meet is the lion. The lion needs some courage. He makes a whole bunch of noise, but says absolutely nothing. He has power and authority, but he's worried about what people think about him. Therefore, he doesn't walk in the authority and gift things that God has ordained him to walk with. Some of us church people, if we stop worrying about people and what they say, somebody always bringing me something what somebody say. You people get, see, the devil will use people to tear you down if you let them. Some folks think I'd be mad at them, and I'm like, I don't even know your name. You mad at me. You ain't saying, I ain't see you. I'm in a zone when I'm at church. It's funny how people can understand somebody quarterback, you be in a zone. You don't see nobody sometimes. When you in the spirit, I'm under the anointing of God. I'm working. I'm doing this. I'm trying to work the screen, trying to tell them what needs to go on with the camera, trying to tell the organist, we change this around, trying to tell Brother Kevin what we need to do over here, talking to the trustees. You know what? I got to do this. I'm doing all this stuff, and you got a mouth say, hey. I don't say, hey, back, I ain't hear you. I come in here, and this is my job, and I'm on work. And see, if I worried about what people thought about me, I'd be messed up. Like that time I told you that I went to Africa with Reverend Guns. He had me working like a Hebrew slave. I ain't had no praise tower. I ain't had this tower. I ain't had nothing to wipe my sweat, working me to death. And one day he asked me to preach, and I preached. And the lady said, I didn't know you was a preacher. I thought you was his flunky because you were just doing everything he said. But see, I know when I'm not in authority, I know how to submit. That's why God trusts me with authority. So I said I was submitting to him because this is what he wanted me to do. And so I did what he asked me to do because I'm not the one in charge. I'm submitted to the authority of the trip I'm on because I'm under his headship because this is his trip. And so she said, you ain't even get mad when I say that. No, because what you say don't determine who I am. Who I am, whether you think I'm good or bad, happy or sad. Some of you all worry about people too much. I done told you this before. If you could, some people trying to get delivered from alcohol and crack cocaine and all that. If you can just get delivered from people, your life will be all right. People who got you smoking crack. People who won't got you on heroin. People got you on alcohol because you so stressed out trying to please them, you done lost your mind. But the problem is, instead of going to crack cocaine and Easy Jesus and Hennessy and Cristal, and some of y'all can't afford that, so some of y'all that go to cheap stuff. Golden Grange. MD 2020. Red Bull. I had to relate to something. I caught somebody. There you go. You tired more, you can get the good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Jesus. Jesus. Man, I'm going to just read. I'm going to read the rest of my sermon and get out of here saved. How many of us are on our job that know we need to speak up about unethical behavior and shut some gossip down around coworkers? How many of us know that God is at what God is asking us to do, but we don't do it? Because we don't walk in the authority that God has ordained us with. Got quiet. Stepped on a whole bunch of toes. Some of you all, God told you what to pledge in this campaign, but you ain't do it because you scared, because you think that your job, your source. If I thought my job was my source, I'd still be in Atlanta because I was making a whole bunch of money in Atlanta, and I sure didn't want to catch that midnight train here. Somebody had sent my resume in and sent it to you all. I hadn't heard of Newport News, hadn't heard of New Beach Grove, didn't know anything about it, but I ended up here because this is what God wanted me to be, and that's why I came. And even though I was going to take a $30,000 pay cut and I wasn't going to be making my money with my real estate, was really made it more than that of a pay cut, and at least y'all got me up to what I got paid by my principal job, I still lost some money. But the thing about it is I said yes to God because I knew my job was not my source. And even though that I was going to take a $30,000 pay cut, I knew that I need to hear and follow the voice of God and not money. And when you begin to learn that God is your source, he'll take care of you. Come on, somebody. He will bless you in the valley and bless you in the field. He'll bless you in your coming and bless you in your going. He'll make you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower, if you obey him and stop chasing money. Woo! Money will chase you. He didn't recognize that he was destined to be king. If he would have recognized that his voice was powerful, he would have been okay. You're destined to be great, but you still, I need you to get out of there. I'm not knocking people that's in an apartment, but I believe God wants you to have a house and own something. But you still at a dead-end job, but I believe God is ready to get you out of that job. But you still keep hanging around people that ain't going nowhere. See, this is the problem. I'm not saying you can't hang around broke people. I'm saying you can't hang around broke-minded people. Because at one time, LeBron James was broke, but his mind wasn't. You hear me? So to all you gold-digging women out there, I'm not saying don't mess with a broke man that's broke right now. I'm saying if his mind is broke, find somebody else. All right? I'm just saying. I ain't encourage you to be no gold digger. But if you're going to gold dig, dig a gold mind. All right? Minds. All right? Because I don't care what you say. Love is great. But when you broke, it's a little hard to love people. Just keep it at 100. Just saying. Some people get in an argument because they ain't got but one car. I ain't knocking you. But if you had two cars, that'd eliminate at least one argument. Why you want to hit the people up on time? If you got a car, at least you gone. You get out of work, go home. But see, some of us think God wants us to be broke. I didn't ever say God wanted you to be broke. I said don't chase money. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he will add everything else to you. He wants you to be prosperous. He came to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. All right? All right. Yeah. See, but you got to learn how to shout before you get it. I need y'all to help me right. I'm gonna help you right now. Cause remember, I talked about this at the concert. If you shout, the shout is the highest form of worship. Not the dance, but the shout. because the shout means to rip the enemy apart piece by piece. And that's why when they walked around Jericho, they shouted, all right? They shouted. So this is what I need you to do. I need you to get your lungs ready. Turn your ear hearing aids down if you don't want to hear too loud. But this is what I need you to do in your mind. I need you to do with your mouth. You need to start thinking about what it is God, you want God to bless you with. All right? You need to start thinking about what you want God to bless you with. What type of house you want, what type of bless you want, what type of life you want for your children. You know what I'm saying? Now, some of y'all don't shout for no man or woman because they might not want you. Shout for a place or thing. People are out of this one. Leave that noun alone. All right. You need to start thinking about what you want. But see, you got to learn how to shout before you get the victory. If you sick, you got to learn how to shout before you get the victory. Come on, somebody. If you broke, you got to learn how to shout before you have the deal go through. You got to learn how to shout. I need you to think about what you want from God and give him a sacrifice of praise and just shout and believe that God will give it to you. Shout and let him know what you want. Shout and let him know you want the blessing. Shout, God, I want my house. God, I want my job. God, I want my healing. Shout! Hey! I'm believing. I believe it.
All right, it ain't over. Sit down.
Woo! You gotta shout and let God know you expect it. We learn how to shout. It confuses the enemy because he thought he had your back against the wall. Can I tell you something about Muhammad Ali? They said he was on the ropes one day. He was tired, but his son enlisted. He was tired in the fight, and it felt like his jaw was probably even broken. But he was in the corner going like this, acting like he had a whole bunch of energy. Scared. Son enlisted so bad, he spit his mouthpiece out and he didn't go back in the fight. Son enlisted bigger than Muhammad Ali. Have been fighting longer than Muhammad Ali. But because he confused the enemy by shouting, even when it looked like he was losing. Oh, you got to hear me. It don't matter what you look like. You can look broke, busted, and disgusted. But when you get a hold of this word and know that you already blessed, he's already provided your needs according to his riches in glory. You already rich in heaven. You just gotta call those things that be not as though they were. Thy will be done in earth as is already done in heaven. I already got my Lexus. I already got my car. I already got my house. I already got my deliverance. I already got my healing. I already got my victory. Shout! Hey! It's already done. Shout! It's already done. Shout! It's already over. Shout! I already won. Shout! Hey! Shout it out! I won. I know I look sick, but it's already over. The victory is already mine. Woo! Hey! Some of y'all get high when you get crazy. Some of y'all smoke weed when you get nervous. Some of y'all get drunk. But if you can just learn how to shout and give a sacrifice of praise and watch God show up and show out, learn how to praise him when you get the healing. Learn how to praise him when you don't. Look at the devil right in his eyes. grab him by the horns and just say, Jesus! Already won. Already won. Already won. Already won. I already won. I already won. I already won. The battle is already over. I already won. Hey, I was a little quicker at 8 o'clock. I guess I'm woke. I guess my praise tower then took over. I'm trying to hold myself. I'm sorry, Sister Debbie, I know I'm working your hands. Yeah. Yeah. David. Yeah. Go ahead. Get it out. Get it out. Go ahead. Get it out. I'll get through with the sermon in a minute. Get it out. Go ahead. We're going to another level of praise. Go. Get it out. 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 Let the devil know he ain't winning nothing. Shout. Shout. Let him know you already won. Shout. Woo. Yeah. Yes. I'm almost through. David said, I was young, but now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Yeah. Yeah, you might be broke now, but the battle ain't over. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. In pursuit of happiness, he started out broke, but he didn't end up broke, baby. I don't care how your story starts off. You already have the victory. You are victorious. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are more than a man, a woman of valor. You are blessed. You are favored. Can I do this? I'm going to go back into my sermon. But now I break the spirit of poverty that's on people's lives, and I begin to open up the windows of heaven so a blessing can come down to you right now in the name of Jesus. But can I tell you one thing? You can't be worshiping the Wizard of Oz and trying to look for Emerald City. You got to learn how to plant your seeds in the kingdom. I planted my seeds in the kingdom way before I became a pastor. So don't think I'm just saying it because I'm a pastor. I'm saying it because I was already paid before I got here. Some people be getting mad, newbies grow, take care of him. Y'all do. But God was already taking care of me before I got here. Amen. I need you to know. But back to the text. The plot thickens. Sorry. Got Sister North working overtime. Go ahead, pop your fingers right quick. She probably like, this sermon didn't look that long when I looked at the paper. I thought I'd be out here about 15 minutes. We were about out. We was out quick at 8 o'clock, but I'm about to get out of here. I'm already appreciating it, bro. Amen. Amen. All right. As the plot of the story thickens, they head to Emerald City. In Emerald City, they see everything as green. Because everything has to be seen as money. Money is supposed to be the answer to everything. Until you get to the point where you understand that God is your source and not your job, you will continue to put your faith in money. Money is not the answer to your problems. The answer to your problems is worship. Where your treasure lies is where your heart lies. Stop judging everyone's worth through the template of money. God loves you the same whether you wear True Religion jeans or Kmart layaway. Some people think that they are better than you because they have a lot of money or a better education, but you have to let them know, I know the CEO of the Bank of Heaven, and because I have a relationship with him and pay my tithes, he's obligated to supply all of my needs. If it was not for him, I would have been bankrupt a long time ago. That's why I'm not going to let you discourage me from what I give or what I pledge to my God, because I know he's going to supply all of my needs. But they get to Emerald City, Sister Michelle, and they realize that Oz is a fraud. They realize that you cannot lean on the world and its ways in order to find security. The recession has shown them and us some things. We see those who were bawling and shot calling and flaunting and flossing in the videos and had worldly riches and bling. It's all blunt now. But if I can call on the redeemed of the Lord as my witnesses, those of us who believe in God, pay our tithes, although some of us may have lost our jobs, God keeps on feeding us and keeps on clothing us, because I'm not going to worry about a thing if the birds don't. I'm not going to worry about a thing if the grass doesn't. I'm not going to worry about a thing if the lilies don't. I'm going to seek me first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and sit back and watch all things be added unto me. I'm going to tithe and a sacrificial offering and watch God pay my bills. I'm going to give him my tithe and my pledge and watch him cover my kids. I'm going to give him my tithe and a gift and watch him bless my marriage. I'm going to give him a tithe and a service and watch him promote me. I'm going to give him a tithe and my time and watch him multiply my money. I'm going to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Catch the vision of the pastor and watch how he scatters my haters. I'm going to give God my best offering and watch him save the souls of everybody around me. Cover my family. Take care of my wife. Take care of my husband. I know where my treasure is where my heart. I'm not looking for the wizard. I don't need Emerald City. I don't need silver. I don't need gold. All I need is the favor of God. And he said, if I take care of his house, he'll rebuke the devourer and open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, I won't have room to receive. See, I want a blessing that I don't have room to receive. See, you know how you go to the store and you're trying to go shopping? Sister Reynolds, you want to get some little stuff, but all of a sudden you say, you know what, I need something else. You thought you were just going to get some milk and cookies and some bread. But then all of a sudden you see something else and you go get the buggy. Why? Because you're blessed enough to go get a buggy. I need you to understand that God want to bless you so much you need a buggy for your treasure, that you can't even hold it yourself, that you're going to be so blessed you can't even be able to receive it, but you got to be in covenant with God. 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 And the only way to be in covenant with God, first of all, you got to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. But you also got to make sure you start tithing to him. And I tell people that watch us on TV, don't tithe to us. I tell them to tithe to the church they go to. If they don't go to a church, of course they can tithe to us. But you need to tithe wherever you get in the word of God. You need to tithe wherever you're growing, because that's your source. Jesus is your source. And although we're not God, we're the hem of his garment that represents him. And when you take care of his house, you take care of his kingdom. And when you take care of his kingdom, he's obligated to take care of you. He's obligated to take care of you. Now I'm going to tell you what we need, and I'm going to show you how to make a covenant with God. You already have a covenant if you tithe, and if you don't have it, don't worry about it. But this morning, I sold $1,000 from Maxwell Realty because it's about to open. And I sold that seed because I'm believing that God's going to bless Maxwell Realty. But also, I'm also doing it because I know what the church needs. I was driving from D.C. or something the other day, and I drove by this big building, right? And I was like, man, what is that building? They need a name on that building. And lo and behold, it was our church. Yeah, ain't no name up there. We got a sign. But I looked, and I was like, that big old building, that's a big old building. What is that? And you know, I'm in this real estate mode, like, I'm going to buy that building. Oh, we already bought that building. But our name ain't on it. You understand? And so I think it's, Brother E said $4,000, $4,200. We needed to put a to make sure we put Newbies Grove on the front of the building and also on the back side of the big building as well, because we have people that come use the building and I tell them to come to the big building and they'll go to this building because they're confused because they don't know that's our building. And so they'd be lost. Plus, we need to make sure that people know what territory is here and people will know if they're ready to come to church, they can come over here. So what I'm saying is I planted a seed of $1,000 this morning and I think we took up like $2,500. And I'm going to just tell y'all a secret. The trustees were talking about y'all because they said that 8 o'clock have less people. More money sometimes, and I don't want them to know. I don't want them to know I'm snitching on them. So shh, don't tell them. So we don't have that much to raise, but bring your best offering. I come up here, the deacons, and put some baskets or trustees, put the baskets up there for me. Bring it as you come. I gave $1,000. Whatever y'all don't get, whatever we need to make up for it, I'm going to make sure we get the money we need. I planned $1,000 at 8 o'clock, and we brought in like $2,500. I'm going to just tell y'all a secret. So that means they only brought in $1,500 because I gave $1,000 of it. And so what I'm believing is that y'all going to at least raise that. In fact, I'm going to believe y'all going to make the trustees feel bad because y'all going to bring in more than 8 o'clock did. But really, this ain't really a competition, even though I'm making it one. This is really for you to get your blessing. If you plant a watermelon seed, I hope you don't look for apples. Right? So what I need you to do is whatever you want to plant your seed for, tell God what it is. In fact, write it on your check in the little four thing. I'm believing this. I'm believing for my business to prosper. I'm believing for my child to be saved. I'm believing to be healed from cancer. Whatever it is you believe in, write it on there and let God know exactly what that seed is for. Because I'm believing for Maxwell Realty to prosper whenever I finally open up this building. But yeah, I'm believing it. That's what I planted my seed. I planted my seed for the kingdom, but I wanted to go get something that I want. And the thing about it is where your treasure is where your heart lies, where your treasure is, where your heart. When you begin to sow into the kingdom of God, he know he has your heart. If your boo get mad, you get mad at your boo too bad, you ain't going to buy him no new shoes that day.
Yeah, I was going to buy him them new Jordans, but he acting a fool, girl. I ain't getting him nothing.
But God is always good to you. And although you bringing it to get a sign on the wall, I'm just telling you what it's earmarked for. Although you're doing it for that, it's still for the kingdom. It's for the kingdom because God needs to take the territory from the devil. And we've already been doing other things. Of course, you know, we built up the admin building. We painted and did things like that. We thank God for the painters that came and volunteered. But you can come on down and bring your sacrificial offering as whenever you feel led to. Also, deacons, come on up here, and if anyone believes they want to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, you may come.